Welcome to Steve's Cottage with Steve Horner. Steve Horner, a former radio talk show host, helps spotlight the source of today's social chaos while offering practical solutions to the problems negatively affecting you and your family. And now, here's Steve.
Heave-ho, you scallywags. Oh, boy, I think you're going to enjoy this show. I'm all ready for you. I'm Steve Horner, and welcome to the cottage. If the cottage is rocking, don't bother knocking, baby. You just come right on in, because we're going to have a ball. Say, a lot of times now when you're looking for the cottage here, you're at YouTube, and all you're going to get is the audio version, because the commie cunt snowflakes over there, they said I'm a hater, so they took the video off of YouTube. And when I say commie cunt, here with the cottage, cunt is an acronym, okay? Can't understand normal thinking. C period, U period, N period, T period. Women have their periods, but we men have our exclamation marks. So don't get testy on me. It's an acronym. Can't understand normal thinking. But it is kind of a funny acronym, isn't it? Well, anyhow, so if you do want the audio, and today there's going to be some animation, there's going to be some crazy antics, so you may want to have the video going on this. You can catch it at Facebook, and on the search bar, just type in Steve's Cottage, or go to Rumble, and just type in the search bar, and you'll get the video as well as the audio. But I am not preaching hate here, folks. I have never been a hater. I am preaching awareness. I'm talking about the source of today's chaos. So heave-ho, you scallywags! Hoist that black flag. Let the world know that you aren't so happy with the way things are going and with whom is running the ship into the rocks. So I'm asking you, get off your goddamn ass. Do something patriotic. Do it for your family. And tell them that you mean business. Tell your wife no more kowtowing to her sentimentalism just for a little happiness in the boudoir. Because your peace and your patience and your time with your family and the well-being of your society is more important for right now. And tell those cunts who run social services, no more, no more favors. It just serves to delegitimize what they're there for in the first place. It gives them favors. It gives them an incentive to be stupid. That's what the social services is all about. It takes the incentive from being hardworking and creative and constructive away from those who were created equal by God to do better. But then the cunts, with their sentimentalism, come along and say, oh, the color of your skin or your gender dictates that you need favors. No, no more. It just makes them arrogant. And who are they angry against? Well, it's white guys like me, of course, because we're somehow privileged in their mind, and that's what the cunts have inculcated in their minds. And that's why we get a lot of anger and a lot of chaos into the society. So get on the phone and tell those simple-minded cunts to stop their sentimental bullshit and to stop writing in that Jew-run newspaper about their sentimental bullshit and the Jew-run network television. No more. Tell them that you're mad as hell and you aren't going to take it anymore. Get on the phone and tell those pussy-whipped legislators that what they've been doing for the last 40 years ain't working. Heave-ho, you scallywags! Raise the black flag! Crime is up, debt is up, anger is up, discontent is up, families are busted. Come on, put your back into it, because if you don't, then who will? Everybody's playing the apathetic, sympathetic, diabolical denizen of know-nothing, do-nothing game. And it ain't working, folks. You've got to do the white guy thing and speak up. Call your legislator. Write the newspaper. Get on the steps of the Capitol and lobby. start becoming aware of the source of the chaos and understand where the stench is coming from. Because I'm not your mommy. I've told you this before. I'm not helping you. If you want to drown in misery, I'm not throwing you a life jacket. If you go down, then tough shit. That's your doing. Because I told you from the beginning that I'm different than what you'll hear and see on Fox and CNN, Hannity, and Tucker Carlson and the other mainstreamers. They all preach the old crapola that, hey, come on in, folks. I'm looking out for you. Well, guess what? Steve's Cottage is not looking out for you. I'm preaching awareness. I'm telling you where the landmines are. I'm telling you where they're buried. And if you choose to ignore the advice that I'm happy to give you here on Steve's Cottage, and you want to get yourself and your family blown to bits, then go ahead. I don't care. I say good riddance. You see, we have too many opportunities here in America to allow anybody to want to take care of you and to have you want others to take care of you, you see, because of your skin color, or because of your gender, or because you're in a wheelchair, or because you're a Jew or a Catholic, or you got pimples on your nose. I don't care. There's too many opportunities on each and every corner for you to not be successful and happy here in America. And I'm urging you to do your independent research to discover where the stench is coming from, because it didn't used to be this way. I'm older than you, probably. I was there. I know it was a lot more peaceful in the 50s. And the 60s, and the 70s, and then the feminists came along. And the Jew newspapers wrote the kind of stuff that they dictated to you that you should be concerned about, and what you should be concerned about, and how you should be concerned about, and how you should think about it. That's how they skew their newspaper stories. That's how they skew their Hollywood films. And they're in charge of the banking. They dictate what you see and how you should think about what you see. Don't you know that that's what's going on? And then the sentimental cunts come along and they play into it because they say, well, we see the underdogs and the white guy ain't it, so we're going to skew our story to protect the underdog. And then we get all the arrogance and the vindictiveness and the violence and the crime. So ask yourself, why were the Jews? Why were the Jews led by communist founder, co-authored the Communist Manifesto? You know who I'm talking about. Karl Marx, King Jew, fellow Jew, kicked out of no fewer than a dozen countries before being forced to land back in Germany again. And guess what? That didn't quite go so well for them, did it? That's right, folks. It's a historical saga of cultural homelessness. Ain't got no home. I ain't got a home. I ain't got a home. I ain't got a home. I'm a lonely Jew. I ain't got a home. Oh, won't you say to me, please say to me, I'm a lonely Jew. I ain't got a home. Well, you get it. Hey, do you know, ever heard a song like that before? That's kind of a takeoff on this 1956 hit, Ain't Got a Home, from Clarence Frogman Henry. But that's what the Jews were doing for all those years. They couldn't find a home. The Jews weren't wanted anywhere because of their race. No, because of their stinking family busting liberalism. Well, finally, international pressure sent the Jews back to Germany, where they definitely were not wanted. And then, in 1946, NATO made room for them in Palestine. And it's been trouble ever since. The Jews have been encroaching on their neighbors ever since. And for 78 freaking years, the Jews have been raising hell on the eastern edge of the Mediterranean in that big desert patch by raising hell with all their more conservative neighbors. And who supports them with money and ammo? The United States. So no wonder they're angry with the United States. The neighbors. No wonder we can expect terrorism on our shores, because they're mad as hell and ain't going to take it. They've been living that way with their father-led type of family structure, their man-oriented society, for thousands of years. And the liberal Jews come along and they want everything from A to Z, abortion to Zionism, and the Palestinians aren't going to do it. And so the United States continued to fund the Jews. Well, look at the mess that we're in now with Hamas and Gaza and the Palestinians. Have you seen pictures of what Gaza looks like? I mean, it's just shambles. All those poor people. Now, who started what? It's been a tit-for-tat thing for 78 freaking years. Isn't it about time? Stop funding the assholes. On both sides. Now, you've seen that iconic black and white newsreel, haven't you, of Adolf Hitler angrily voicing his opinions at 100,000 angry Germans from the podium atop the German Reichstag building, right? Haven't you seen that before, that black and white? They got the big swastika on the back. And that Reichstag building, this newsreel is taken in 1939, well after Hitler had become dictator of Germany. And that Reichstag building that I reported back to you in a couple of episodes ago was heavily damaged in 1933 by what this article had said was communists. Well, the communists were the Jews in Germany, and they wanted to destroy the Reichstag building because it was a symbol of the tyranny that they felt was going to hinder their liberal lifestyle. Well, guess what? It did. But who was in charge in the end? Well, anyhow, nasty story. Didn't turn out well for anybody. And so Hitler is up there on this podium with the big swastika behind him in 1939, and he had become the dictator. And Jewish news agencies always portray this event as a prime example of Hitler's maniacal anger. But have you ever stopped to ask yourself, what in the hell is he saying as he steps up to the podium? Sing Heil! Bandestunde wird flung into Europe a flung. Und sie will schlagen der Word, es sollte du suring, der Flaggerang, Sun! Und ein Everbacher, Words in Jadenland, in des Sigurgraven, Haben der Gotthard! Hail victory! Now go home and bang the old lady and make more Aryans. Now, I'm going to tell you what he was saying. Okay? Here's what he was saying. Yes, was he angry? Sure. Was he emphatic? Yes. Was the crowd cheering with him? Of course they were. Because what he was saying is that the homeland was being ravaged by the unfairness of the Versailles Treaty, which the international community had forced him to sign after World War I. Hitler's up there saying, "We're hungry. Our families are broke. We're starving. Manufacturing is silent. The country is busted. Inflation is completely rampant, over the top." Then he speaks of the Jews who have ravished his beloved fatherland by plundering Germany's banks and sending profits overseas to other Jews. He speaks of Great Britain and the United States blaming Germany for not wanting to take in the corrupt Jews, but then asks, why don't these countries take them in? Because they know of the devious, diseased, manipulating way of the Jews. So they try to send them our way. Well, we don't want their liberalism. We want our families strong and conservative, age-old, time-tested principles that have worked. But they forced them down their throat. We don't want them. It's not because of their race. It's their liberalism. And that's what they practice here today in America. That's what's wrecking the families. And that's why millions in America, along with hundreds, and this is why millions of Americans and hundreds of mainstream newspapers back then also spoke ill of the Jews in those days leading up to World War II. They knew of the liberalism. Big headlines in the New York Times. Hitler's anti-Semitism is right. The New York Times. The Post. Across America. Is that anti-Semitism, or is that please asking the Jews, say, you know, we think that your liberal policies destroy the values that we know work for the well-being of our families and our communities. Yes, you are good at making money, Mr. and Miss Jew. Yes, we're not jealous of you. We're just saying that the policies that you inculcate into society do not work for our well-being and our intentions of saving our soul and getting to heaven. It doesn't work. Your Hollywood movies are corrupt. They teach kids killing and porn and all this other abortion kind of crap. You are behind that. We don't want it. We don't want your social policies that corrupt our societies. We don't want your usury in the banks. We don't want you skewing our news in the Associated Press and the network television programs. We don't want you to tell us what to think and who to feel sorry for and who to send money to, because that's weakening. And that's why, leading up to World War II, millions in America, along with the newspapers, were, as they say, against Jews, and they have used the Orwellian term anti-Semitism. It's not anti-Jew. It's pro-age-old, time-tested principles. And you can ask any Jew why the Holocaust took place. Ask them. Do you know somebody who's Jewish? Ask him or her, why do you think the Holocaust took place? Well, those pigs are racist. They don't like us. Well, what does race have to do with your behavior? It's your behavior they don't like, but the Jews will never tell you this. Either they don't know by this generation, which is likely. You know, everybody has lost contact with history these days. So maybe they don't know. Maybe they just have been force-fed the idea that it's racism. Well, can you define that? Maybe it's your behavior that they don't like and haven't liked and won't like. But you see, you will never get a single answer with that question. It was their liberalism. And that's what it is today. Excuse me. It's their liberalism, not their race. And then, you see, then come along the naive, sentimental women who have really done well in getting into a lot of areas of commercialism and society and capitalism. And boy, they write all the Associated Press news, and they've gone to social services schools, you see, across the country to feel sorry. They have an insight into who deserves favors and who doesn't, you see. That's what these cunts come out with their diplomas. They can better understand the human condition. That's right, you see. And a lot of these suckers fall for that shit with no spines, no backbone. That's what happens to the white guy. You fall flat on your face with all that sentimental crap, and look what happens to your family and your community. While the cunts who are inherently sentimental. Men, you're supposed to have pragmatism to understand cause and effect. That's how God created you. Let the women have their mushy sentimentalism. But have you ever heard the wife say, you touch him, you spank that kid, and I'll call the police? That's her sentimentalism. Whereas you're saying, wait a minute, honey, I'm going to swat the kid a few times because I don't want him breaking that goddamn window or stealing or lying. And then after he's done crying, I'm going to go into the room. We're going to sit on the bed, and we're going to have a good talk about this. Then the kid's going to understand that there are negative effects, the negative pushback for his lousy or her lousy behavior. The wife might not understand this. She's sentimental. You are pragmatic. That's why I say, heave ho, you scallywags. Raise the black flag. Get serious about how you stand your position as a man in America. But the women come along, and they stand for every underdog story, and they end up blaming white guys like me for all the world's evil. We white men are the problem, according to them. And we continue to watch this chaos from a distance, maybe on your couch watching. I don't know, what have we got going right now? Baseball. In the fall and winter and summer, it's football. But you're drinking your beer and you're sitting watching and you're out of touch, or maybe your stupid computer games and you're out of touch. You ought to be on the phone. You ought to be making contact with your legislator. Maybe run for office. Have you ever been to a school board meeting? Do you know who's running those goddamn schools into the ground that you're paying 60 cents on the dollar for your property taxes? That's where the bulk of your property taxes goes. Go take a look at the profile of your school board. You probably won't see one man, but you'll see nine cunts. That's why these kids aren't failing or aren't showing up or aren't attending college or even a VOTEC school. You're there spending your time quietly from a distance without hoisting that black flag. And that is why the nation is crumbling. And I was talking to my friend Porky here the other day, and he's a fan of the Steve's Cottage. He says, you know, it's the white guy like us, Toad. He calls me Toad, you know, like Horner, Horn Toad. We've known each other since second grade. He says, Toad, you know, it's the white guy's burden. It's the white guy who has done nothing but watch this unfold, because we don't want to make trouble at home with sweetheart, or we want to be politically correct, or we want to keep our job because our debt is so high. Well, folks, you got to start managing your life better so that you can speak out and save your ass and have a happy future by raising that black flag. You scallywags! Well, it's time to wrap it up. Thank you for joining me. I'm Steve Horner. Come back to the cottage sometime. And as you challenge yourself by going to the top of the mountain with some of your challenges in life, sometimes get off that well-worn trail and get off into the less traveled trail to reach the top. It'll give you a better feeling about yourself, more rewards, richer memories. Until next time, folks, you take real good care of yourself.
Thanks for joining us. Visit Steve's Cottage again with Steve Horner.